Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. When I say I have never failed, I do not say it out of arrogance. I have just never given up on something I want till I get it. If you ask yourself why you failed on your last attempt of achieving a goal or desire, you will probably come up with dozens of reasons. I call them excuses. But if you are being honest with yourself, you will accept that you did not fail. You simply gave up too early, you gave up the moment it got hard, or when your impatience took hold of you. This is not failing. This is quitting. This is throwing in the towel before the bell even goes off. You did not fail on your dreams. You gave up on your dreams. Accept this and build from this reality. Pick up where you left off and know that you're not starting from zero. You are starting from where you left off with what you knew prior to quitting. The best part is that you now know that your last attempt was not a failure. It was simply a pause by you. Nothing more. I know this because I have quit many things. I have restarted many things. I have achieved many things, but I have never failed. Not in the traditional sense, at least. What is failure? The dictionary defines it as an act or instance of failing or proving unsuccessful, lack of success, non-performance of something due, required, or expected, a failure to do what one has promised, a failure to appear, etc. Even though it is vaguely defined, there is one important part in the definition, a failure to do what one has promised, a failure to appear. And so, the truth is you only fail when you give up, when you stop showing up, when you break the promise you made to yourself. By the definition alone, you can see that you never really have failed. You stopped trying. You have left that inner non-quitter child we all are born with fade. The good thing is, you can spark this inner non-quitter child at any given point. For me, middle school was probably the highlight of my teenage years. I learned a lot academically. I was exposed to a different crowd of kids, different mentors that took a deeper interest in me and my academic success. Bottom line, I was exposed to a different vibe, one that I loved. Kids here talked about college, starting businesses, not gangs, drugs, or about surviving the streets. The problem was that as much as I wanted to be part of the new vibe, I still had the hood mindset in me, the one I grew up with, the one I had to grow up with in order to survive my neighborhood environment. I brought the trouble to my middle school, the kind of trouble they never expected. I created a crew of troublemakers and did so much crap there that I eventually got expelled in the middle of my seventh grade, and not just from the school, but the district itself. So I ended up in an alternative school, one a lot worse than my home school. I deserved it though. They were my wrongdoings, my actions, my results. I owned them. But immediately after I started my new school, I started looking into what I had to do in order to get back to my middle school. The answer, get excellent grades, no absence, and most importantly, I had to behave. I did all that. It was hard for sure, especially because my new group of friends were just like my hood friends. The excuse to screw up again was there at every turn I took, but I was focused on what I wanted, to raise my grades and to not get in any trouble. My parents, though, had given up on me, and they had to request a meeting with all the school district directors and petition for me to be readmitted into the district and back to my middle school. My parents refused to and said it was a waste of their time. Back to my Inspector Gadget and forgery tactics. I got the meeting with the district school scheduled, made up a letter that basically said that my parents had to attend the meeting by law as my case had to be reviewed, and so my parents went to the meeting. I was readmitted to the district and my middle school. I graduated from it a year later. This is when I say that I have never failed. I do not say it out of arrogance. I have just never given up on something I truly wanted. I will get what I want. Always. I will get what I want because I am willing to pay the price. I am willing to start over. I am willing to put in the work. I am willing to play the long game. And most importantly, I am willing to recognize and accept my own mistakes and build from them. Let us go back to our original question. If you ask yourself why you failed on your last attempt of achieving that one dream, that one goal, that one desire, why did you fail? Why did you fail to keep going after it? That is where you did fail, to continue to work towards it. You did not fail because you did not have the skill set, because skill set is learned. You did not fail because you did not have the time, because time can be managed and maximized. You did not fail because you did not have the money, because money can be earned in countless ways. You did not fail because no one believed in you, because someone would have if you kept going. You failed because you gave up. No other reason. At this point, you cannot undo what has been done. You cannot go back in time and stop yourself from giving up. But you can pick up where you left off, or if need be, start over. And starting over is not a bad thing. Pivoting is often necessary. I'll go back and repeat a fact that works towards your advantage. You are not starting over. You are not starting over because you have gained some type of experience, some type of knowledge, some type of insight. You cannot live or experience something, whether it be positive or negative, and not be changed by it. There is a saying that is popular at this point in time. If not you, who? If not now, when? For me, I feel that there is no right time to start or restart something. It does not need to be a special day, a Monday, a new month, or a new year. The right time is always when you feel it is right. And the only way of knowing if it is the right time is by actually going for it. What makes any day special is the meaning you add to it by the things you decide to do in that day. So make today special by making the decision to finally start or restart the pursuit of that one thing or things you want, whatever they are. Success, in order for it to be real success, needs to be defined by you. It is your success after all. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.